FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A 40-year-old man is due to appear in court this week for allegedly opening fire at an Action SA branch launch in Sydenham. Party leaders Herman Mashaba and Zwakhele Mwango were attending the event in Ward 25 yesterday when shots were fired. According to the party, members at the scene managed to overpower and disarm the gunman. The launch was then suspended following the incident. Police spokesperson in KZN, Tenjiswa Ngobo, says the suspect is facing attempted murder charges.
Police in Sydenham have arrested a man which allegedly fired shots towards the victim. The incident occurred at Kennedy Road. The suspect will appear before Durban Magistrate Court on Tuesday, the 17th of June 2025.
The search for missing flood victims in Umtata in the Eastern Cape has intensified to cover more ground. That's according to the Gift of the Givers. The humanitarian organization has been helping police and other search and rescue teams with recovery operations since parts of the province were battered by torrential downpours. Several more bodies were recovered over the weekend, including that of a baby, pushing the death toll to 88 people. The organization's Ahmed Baum is there and says the devastation area is quite big.
We had two search teams that were basically searching around the river. They brought the K9. We had the South African Police Services Air Wing assisting us. We used all our boats and all of those resources so that we can try and intensify and get to many areas as possible.
And as we commemorate National Youth Day, local young people have spoken out about unemployment, crime and the stumbling blocks they face. Deputy President Paul Mashatile is in the Northwest today, leading the 2025 event commemorating the 1976 Soweto student uprising. This year's theme is Skills for the Changing World, empowering youth for meaningful economic participation. But this woman says today's youth are faced with a multitude of challenges.
Such a significant amount of us are still struggling to get basic things that a young person should have simple access of: employment and proper education. There is a significant amount of crime that is rising. As a young woman, it is no longer safe to just apply for a job and go to an interview because you never know whether you're going to be walking into a crime scene or the next step of your career.
And abroad, the death toll from last week's plane crash in India has risen. Doctors there say 270 bodies have now been recovered from the site of the Air India crash. The London-bound flight crashed into a residential area shortly after takeoff, killing all but one of the 242 passengers and crew and many people on the ground. Vigils have been held across India and the United Kingdom. Your top story this hour: a 40-year-old man is due to appear in court this week for allegedly opening fire at an Action SA branch launch in Sydenham. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.